best practices and comprehensive standards with much more basic state licensing and health safety requirements. Framing this as reducing burdens to expand access should be looked at very closely. What's actually being done is harmful. A shameful gutting of critical services for the youngest and most vulnerable children in our state. Michigan Head Start programs provide early education as well as health screenings. Also, those with disabilities and family support to participating children and families who need the help. For example, last year, 2025, Michigan Head Start reported that its programs served 4,896 children with disabilities. Also, 932 children in foster care and 1,855 children experiencing homelessness. As far as supporting families, 17,463 families who had a parent who was even employed or going to school or in job training. Program actually employs 2,397 Michigan teachers, family child care providers, and home visitors. Early Childhood Investment Corporation, the ECIC, along with the Michigan Community Action and the Michigan Head Start Association, continue to review the 200-page proposal coming out of Washington. They said an early review of the proposed rules shows it would rescind more than 1,400 regulatory provisions and eliminate the current performance standards outright, replacing them with a more limited set of federal requirements. All three groups said that their preliminary review found the proposal would replace national staffing ratios, group size limits, with state care for child requirements, and eliminate many federal requirements involving developmental, mental health, dental, and other screenings. The groups also said the proposal would reduce federal requirements governing services for children with disabilities and multilingual families, and would make parent governance committees optional. Okay, this is one thing that just totally sticks in my craw. Multilingual families. Okay, I'm going to make this real simple for you. English is our national language. Every state, entire country. If you want to live in America, learn English. I am totally against catering to multilingual families. If you can't speak the language, learn it. And if you can't learn it, leave. We speak English. You need to read the signs if you're going to drive on the roads. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson gives tests, written tests for drivers in multi-languages. I got a question for you folks. Our street signs, the ones with words on them, what language is on those signs? Very, very simple. English. You know, this is without a doubt, these liberal, progressive, agencies are going to lose funding. That's why you even have Brian McGrain, executive director of the Michigan Community Action Group, coming out with this kind of statement. Stripping away standards that require whole family services doesn't reduce any burdens. It simply shifts the burden right back onto the families who have the least capacity to absorb it. Families. Adults choosing to have children to create a family. And what they're saying is, you got to be responsible for taking care of your family. Have you looked at our federal deficit? Have you looked at the amount of spending more money in our federal budget than we have revenues coming in? Have you looked at the U.S. debt clock? Sorry, Brian, but it's time families do take responsibility for their children. And if you can't afford to take care of them, you always have the option to adopt your children out. Sorry, but it's time that we address this spending problem and these burdens. Absolutely. They've got to be looked at. But early childhood leaders, well, you lose your funding, you guys might have to go get another job. Real short story, going to get into the record today. A Michigan correction officer who declined to immediately send a prisoner complaining of chest pain for medical attention is in fact protected from the prisoner's lawsuit because the existing law does not establish clearly whether or not his response was unconstitutional, according to a federal appeals court. The inmate, Larry Richardson, sued Officer Nathan Folk, basically alleging deliberate indifference to a serious medical need by refusing to give him immediate treatment. Federal judge let the suit continue, finding that a jury could, in fact, conclude whether Falk violated Richardson's constitutional rights. Well, the officer argued that he was protected by qualified immunity. To overcome that immunity, the inmate had to show not only that the officer violated his rights, but the violation was clearly established under existing law. Well, the case went in front of Judge McKeague, who wrote in his opinion, "The question becomes, at the time of the events, was it clearly established that an officer must immediately provide medical assistance to a prisoner who merely complains of symptoms but does not display any external signs of distress? The answer, in my opinion, is no." Richardson, the inmate, was incarcerated at the St. Louis Correctional Facility in Gratiot County, where he told the officer back on January 27th of 2023 that he was experiencing really bad chest pains and that his medications he was taking did not help. Well, the inmate alleged the officer dismissed his request for health care and threatened to send him back to solitary confinement if he did not calm down and return to his cell. After about 8 minutes, after the inmate Richardson spoke with the officer, another officer sent him to the medical unit. Roughly an hour later, Richardson had a heart attack. Well, in the appellate courts, Circuit Judge Jeffrey Sutton, Circuit Judge John Bush, who also on the appellate panel, reversed the ruling and ordered the case back to the district court for dismissal in Falk's favor. Even if we rely on the inmate's version of the events, there's no evidence the officer observed any external signs or symptoms of a serious medical condition. Even though Falk did not immediately send him to the medical wing, Falk did not prevent Richardson from obtaining health care. The inmate Richardson is 48 years old, serving 35 to 55 year sentence for second degree murder and 3 years to 20 year sentence for extortion. His earliest release date will be October of 2040, where he does have the option for parole. So basically, the officer, according to the federal judge, was not the reason why he had the heart attack. Not giving him immediate treatment is not cause for a lawsuit against the officer. One of the things you have to understand, this case is a federal case. This is now legal precedent in the state of Michigan. Inmates are not going to just frivolously sue officers working in the prison system. Final segment of hour number two, short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Got a text message from Don down in Livingston County. He said, Randy, it's not enough to tell your friends and family to vote. I ask each one to convince them to get 10 other people to vote. Then I ask them to call each of their 10 the day before the election. Those 10 should also do the same. Well, Don, absolutely falls right into the searchable database. Lance Griffin had him on the show before the primary. We talked about it. Him and a couple of guys have put together a searchable database on a website. It's called 10xvotes.com. If you go to that website, you'll see they are using exactly what you just texted me. Find 10 people that you know. Check to see if they're on this list. What is the list? 1.7 million Republicans who are considered low propensity voters. They don't vote in midterm elections. Most of them only vote in presidential elections. Text me 10X and I'll send you the link. All you have to do is click on it, put in your information, create an account, your name, your phone number, and your email address, and they'll give you access to search in Michigan low propensity Republican voters. Put in your friend's name. If there's more than one of them listed, look for the one that is in the city you know they live. You can actually put a check mark next to their name and claim responsibility for that person. Then pick up the phone and call them. Dude, I found you on this list. You didn't vote in last Tuesday's primary. Well, no, I was busy. It was just a primary. I only vote in November. Well, according to this, you only vote in November in presidential elections. This year is a midterm governor's election. We're getting a new governor. We're getting a new U.S. senator. You got to make sure you vote. Are you registered to vote? Yes, you're on the list. Well, guess what? Ask for And this is something we need to start doing, folks. Absentee ballots. Call your local clerk. Tell them to put you on the list. Once you're on that list, every single time they mail out absentee ballots, you'll get a ballot mailed right to your house. You don't have to wait until election day. Get your ballot early so you know there's an election coming up. Now, personally, I take my absentee ballot and I vote on it, take it with me, and I go to the polling place on election day or during the 9 days of early voting. And I put it in the tabulator myself. I have to show them my driver's license. They pull me up in the poll book. Oh, yeah, he got an absentee ballot. Here it is, ballot number 26. I've already marked it. I'd like you to tear off the tab of the ballot number, and I want to stick it in the tabulator. Very good, Randy. You're good to go. It's that simple. But it starts with you taking about 10, 15 minutes to create an account and then search for 10 of your friends. And then what you do is you forward the text message, I gave you, you give it to them and tell them to find 10 of their friends. If 10 gets 10, who gets 10, who gets 10, it turns into potentially hundreds of thousands of votes. This is Amway 101. It works. So send me a text, 10X. I'll send you the link. Absolutely the best way to do it. And ask your 10 friends that you call, ask them to do the same thing. And make sure they get those 10 to get their 10 friends. We can fix this low turnout problem, but you need to share this information. When I take the time to text it to you, text it to 10, 20, 30 of your friends. Make them aware what's going on in the state of Michigan. 1.7 million low propensity Republicans have been put on this database, searchable database online. You have to absolutely, absolutely, folks, do this for this upcoming election. And we got plenty enough time to do it. Absentee ballots are not going out until September 19th. We got 1 month and 9 days to get it done. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.